We're up to Perek Tes Pasik Ches. Tes Ches. Go backwards. Tes Ches. On page 134. Pasik says Seif Ephraim Im Eloikai. This really is the continuation of the word from yesterday. We learned yesterday. We end off with the Malbim. The Malbim taught us yesterday the difference of different words. This word Navi, the word Seif, the word Roya, and the word what do we say? A choize, a tsoife, a navi, a roya, and an ish ruach. All the five examples of words used to describe a prophet. So one of the words in the list is tsoife, and that's the reason why the Malbim yesterday discussed in the previous, because this pasuk over here makes mention of the tsoife. It says the tsoife, it said the word navi, it said the word ish ruach, and it did not say the choize, not at least yet. In any event, it says it's Soif Ephraim im Eloikoi. Now that is a very complex expression. We're going to see soon there's machlokes in the farshim. First, what is the word? Is the word Eloikoi? Or is the word Elokof? Is the word at the end of the pasuk? It says Mastema Bebes Elokov. That's clear as day. However, in the beginning of the pasuk it says im Eloikoi. Look at Rashi, the Dibur Hamasal, Freba the Perish. Soif Ephraim im Eloi. Kov. Rashi had a different girsa. No problem. Soif Ephraim im Elokai. Question: is what Elokai? Is this the correct Giras Elokai? Was the correct Giras Elokov? So in the minch, we'll see the minch shine in a few moments. Rashi obviously a different Giras. So look at Rashi. Rashi over here says Soif Ephraim im Elokov, and in the parentheses, Rashi says if it came to be bimbiksas sefarim. Okay. Next, let's read the words because it's a very hard pasuk to translate. Pach yokosh al kol derachav. A pach means a trap. Has been, Yokosh has been extended. Or Yokosh means, it means, let's learn the very, it's been extended. It means to be caught in a trap. It's the same word as a net or a trap has been set. Al kol derachav, mas, what?
He says a fowler's snare.
Snare. So two snare words. Okay, Yokosh, yeah.
Would be like a trapper.
It's a certain type of net.
Fowler, I assume fowler birds. Means somebody who catches
birds.
Yeah,
so the signal here, it's a certain type of, the word pach is a generic term for a trap. It can refer to trapping animals. It can refer to trapping all different types of creatures. The fact that we use here the positive word pach, we use word pach together with the word yokosh, it means that the net, the trap over here is a trap for birds. Al kol derochav, and all of the ways, yeah?
I want to point out something here. In Yoshe Peseisa, right, we have Ki hu yatzilcha mipach yokush.
Ah, very good. Yo, with okay. The kush.
Your kush.
Not yokosh.
Because your kush is the verb. Your kosh is the noun. That's the trapper.
Okay, indeed, in the Mincha Shai.
I just want to make sure I've been saying it correctly.
No, good. It's good because in the Mincha Shai, he has different Girsois. Okay, in the Mincha Shai, the different Girsois is Yokush or Pach Yokosh. Now, one thing that's important to keep note is the word, there are different types of traps. There's a trap that's for animals, there's a trap for squirrels, a trap for bugs, a trap for fish. The word Yokosh refers to a trap that's used for birds. Okay, there are many different types of traps. The trap here is a trap for birds. Al kol derochav. So we're referring over here to Ephraim, to Ephraim that they're like birds. They're birds that are wandering. Okay, that itself is an idea. And this trap has been set al kol derochav. Mis mas stema beis elokav. There is hatred. There is pent up eva. The word mas stema, the Mitzvah is always saying it means. I always thought it meant, yesterday I told you it meant Vayistoim Esav Vesyakov. So I assumed the word Vayistoim is the most intense word we find in Tanakh for hate. There is Sinah, there is, what other words do we have? Eva. Eva says the lightest, and mastema is the most intense. It appears, maybe I'm wrong, maybe that's exactly what the Mitzvah Stavim means, is that the word mastema is a synonym for Eva. It's a very, very low level. It's a low level hatred that has been that is being built up in the base Elokov. There are different perushim. I didn't translate anything because Pasuk is so complex. It requires a simple perush to understand. So let's start with the. Right, so there it's Yokush. So we'll see the Minchashai. The Minchashai is different. Nafkmino, like Michal said, is it Yokosh or Yokush? Okay, let's just first get the basic gist of what's going on over here. The Mitzvah stuff it says as follows. Everything the Mitzvah stuff is said is going to be subject to debate. Okay, he's taking a lot of sides. Pass on page 135. Tsoife Ephraim. Tsoife Yesh Lefer. Ephraim has a Tsoife, his own prophet. And as the Malbim taught us, the word Tsoife means a person that looks into the future. And they told the people, do not worry, nothing is going to happen to you. Sancheriv is harmless. Im ho'eloka, together with the God, sha'asa li'atzmo, who they made for themselves. In other words, the Egle Hazov. So according to the Mitzudos, the word Soife is Navi Sheker, and Eloi Kov, okay, is also Im Elokashu, Im Elohoi is Choyl. It's Avodah Zarah. We're dealing here with the Navi Sheker. The Soife is the Navi Sheker, Im Elohoi, with his God, which is a false God. Specifically, the Egle Zahav that have been erected in Basel and Don. Well, just like we use the word Navi,
well, that's the generic.
We use a Navi. Navi normally is a holy term, which means a prophet, and there it means in the context of a false prophet. Here as well, a Tsoife means a person who claims to see the future. He claims to see the future. Maybe there is a Koich of Tumen, and we do know this. There is such thing. There is such Koichos to see the future. So therefore they're called a Tsoife. They call them a Tsoife. Ephraim has established his own prophets, Im Elohoi, together with his God. Like people give Musar to, people talk, they say, oh, you give Musar, and you tell everyone what to do, but for yourself, you have your own Shulchan Aruch. You have your own Shulchan Aruch. You don't follow what it says. So here they made for themselves, Ephraim made for themselves their own Shulchan Aruch. They have a Tsoife. They have a God. They made their own set of rules, a religion with their own set of rules.
The word Tsofe.
Yeah.
I mean, we have other references to Tsofe. I mean, we have Tsofe, the Adea, the Sorenu.
Tsofon.
But
Haggadah.
The trivia that I want to mention is Har HaTsofin.
Yeah.
Because it overlooks, you can see. It's a vantage point.
Exactly.
Distance. In fact, there is a place in Tennessee called Lookout Mountain, based on Har HaTzofin, because it's
a pasuk somewhere. You shine at the coast of Zayah, with it refers to that.
I'm just saying, there's a place in the U.S. by that name.
Okay. A place where you have a vantage point. Very good. Right. So that's what it means to see. That's what it means. So if it means a person that can see. Okay. Over here. So here the part. Go back further in the Mitzudos. Avuhu nevi hashaker asher loham hamisnabi b'shem avodis kechavim ve'oisei hanavi hu lepach moikeish peru. So this navi sheker will be a trap. Lepach moikeish peru. So he continues to pshat the pasuk. That the Tsoife, who's Sheker, with the false God, will be a stumbling block or a trap. It will be a trap for the Shevet, for the Aseres HaShvatim. It's because of these false prophets, that's why they are going to be caught in the trap of Sancheriv and be exiled and ultimately disappear. Ephraim, all of the ways, all of the actions of Ephraim, ki kemosha apach yipol boyat zipar, just like the pach, in the pach falls the bird, kein b'divrei hanevi hasheker yipol Ephraim, in his trap, they will all fall for his garbage, and they'll all be swept away, and they'll be punished. Next words, Mastema Bebeis Elohav. What does this mean? Bebeis, and so again, he's learning the word Elohav as choil, is referring to idols. There's hatred. Bebeis, Hoavodas Vichavim Yeshlo Netiras Eva. Hashem, who's the Yeshlo? Hashem has enmity against the Jewish people in because of their idols. So in the in Basel and Don, where they have erected Egle Zav, Hashem is there, and Hashem is observing, and Hashem is filling himself up with Eva, with bad feeling, with ill will, which will ultimately mushroom and explode and bring Churban to the Aseres Hashvatim. So Bebeis HaAvodas V'Chavim Yeshlo Nitiras Eva Ki Nevi HaSheker HaMasmid L'Shev Hesham. The Navi Sheker, that's Masmid L'Shev Hesham, that continues to live there. Ki Ilu Noiter Loi Eva B'Manu. I made a mistake. How he learns over here is the Navi Sheker HaMasmid L'Shev Hesham Ki Ilu So it seems, if I'm not mistaken, what he's saying over here is that it appears that the Navi Sheker, he's the one that's full of Eva. Why are you doing this? Why are you misleading and misguiding the Jewish people? It must be because you have a hatred, kaviyachol, for Hashem. It's because the Navi Sheker has an Eva for Hashem, that is why he continues to mislead, to misguide Klal Yisrael. Is that what it says over here? Ki Navi Sheker hamasmid lo shev Hashem, the Navi Sheker that continues to live there, ki ilu, it's as if noter lo, he is guarding for himself, he is collecting, he's building up for himself an Eva, a hatred against the Jewish people, against Hashem. But what's the proof? In this, that he deliberately misleads them and misguides them. Bima shemase oisoy lederech, how he misguides also the Jewish people, lederech ra, in a bad way, lera lo, to cause evil lo, to harm to the Jewish people, to the Jewish people. Okay, so this is the parish that's reviewed outside. It's a very complex parish, according to the Mitzudos David. Okay, tsoyfe Ephraim im eloikoi, Ephraim, the Aseres Hashvatim, who are called by the name of Ephraim, they have established for themselves false prophets in the location of their gods. Their gods were primarily located in Beis El and Don, the two ends of Eretz Yisrael, where they erected the Egle golden calves. Navi, this, now we're switching terms. This Tzoyfeh that we've called now, we're now calling him the Navi. Pach Yokosh Al Kol Derochav. He is spreading a net. A net, Yokosh means, Yokosh, now, I'm assuming it means over here, Yokosh means he's spreading it. It's the verb. I know you're going to tell me that you say Yokosh. Okay, so in Echanami, there are different Gersois, so we'll see them on the Mincha Shai. Because in Yeshev it says, so you tell me it says Yokosh, not Yokosh. Here it says Yokosh, but let's assume for the moment that it means the same thing, that this Navi Sheker, he is spreading a net for birds. The word Yokosh refers specifically when you spread a net for birds, Al Kol Derochav, on all of the ways of the Jewish people. Any opportunity that he finds, that he can take advantage against Klal Yisrael and trap them, to mislead them, misguide them, to worship idols and not serve Hashem, this is what the Navi Sheker is doing. He is the one that's spreading the net, and it appears to an observer, Mastema, that this Navi Sheker has a problem. He has issues. He has some psychological issue, because if he is such a masmit, if he does not let go, does not let down his guard down, And he continues to mislead, to misguide Klal Yisrael, it's as if, to an observer, he's full of hatred for HaKashem. And that's why he sits there continuously, Bebeis Elohav, in the temple of the gods, in the place of Avodah Zarah, to cause harm to Klal Yisrael. Now, let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Ches, a bit different. Rashi Tzoyfeh Ephraim im Elohav, or Emelohav, okay, Kane who bemixas sifarim, The Girsa of Rashi is not Elokoi. The Girsa is Bebeis Elokof. Okay, he has, they established a false prophet. Now, what does it mean? Haim Mamidin, the nation of Ephraim, the Aser Sashem Shvatim, they have established Lohem Nivihem Hamam Shichin Oisan Litzad Avoido Zora Shelohem. They have established prophets which mislead them, which pull them to worship idols. Exactly what the Mitzvah David said. Next, Navi Pach Yokosh Al Kol Derachav Ul Nivieho Emes. Now here is where the Rashi is deviating from the perish that we just learned in the Mitzudos. Ul Nivieho, he learns that the word Ul Nivieho Emes Heim Toimnim Pachim Lelachta. Now I really shouldn't say it's deviating, because whereas all the Mitzudos David said was, it seems to the Klal Yisrael, that the Nevi'i Shek are trapping in their net the nation. Go back to the Mitzudos David. He said there, Al kol d'rochav shel Ephraim, ki k'moish ha'pach yipol b'tzibor ken b'divri Nevi Shek yipol Ephraim. Explicitly he says that the Nevi'i Shek is trapping the nation. He's trapping the Aseres HaShvatim who are called in this Pasuk Ephraim. Rashi says no. When it says here that he's spreading a net to go trap the Navi Emes. Who is he competing with? The Navi Sheker is competing with the Navi Emes. I told you this many times. The Chazit to review a Yesoid from a person that's not necessarily a person that we should quote. You don't give him any cover at all. But I think it's a good illustration for our purpose. So Al-Havdolos, just to try to separate Ben Kodesh L'chol, Rosh Limbaugh. What is his Yisoid? I love this Yisoid. This Yisoid, I love this Yisoid. Yisoid is, let's say, make believe there are. How many people listen to the Rosh Limbaugh every single day? He claims 10 million people. I haven't listened in a very long time, so it would be nice to listen to him. He claims 10 million people tune in to his program, not for 3 hours necessarily. What? He claims, no, he claims 10 million people listen. They have an audience. His marketing, when he goes and does an advertisement.
When you're stuck on the highway, there's nothing else to do.
The other stations, now they have all these new, now they have all the new cars. Every car has now this, all these new this technology they have. They have all this radio, whatever. Okay, but he claims to have an audience of 10 million people that listen to him. And so, yeah, 10 million people. So now let's use not him. What does he say? Let's go to television. Let's say you have someone who's the anchor for CBS. How 6 o'clock news. How many people listen to the anchors on ABC, CBS, NBC? Also something like that. Each one gets many, many millions.
No, I think the major networks claim something like 6 to 8 million
viewers per okay. For each station. Okay.
13 million.
Who?
Rush Limbaugh.
13 million
listeners per week.
Per week. Per week. Not per day.
Different. 13 million per week.
Yeah. Per week. And how long do they listen to? What's the average amount of time they listen to?
I listen.
For how long?
Not 3 hours.
Not 3 hours. You know, it's like on Tisha B'Av, I do a program, and I still do something. I don't know, we'll see what this year, but hopefully it should be a Tisha B'Av, but online people, they broadcast online, so you know the numbers. They claim, oh, they have 30,000 viewers, right? 30,000 viewers. For how long does each viewer listen to? What's the average? 10 seconds. 10 seconds. They come. They watch for 10 seconds, and they turn the channel to the next program. The next program. The next program. It's like turning the channels. So just because it says they, what?
Men do that.
Just because it says that he has 13 million listeners, the important question to ask is, what's the average time a person listens? And you'll probably discover it's like 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. So it changes the dynamics of everything. Okay, if you're only listening, so therefore how long, it changes, you know, you're talking about advertising. The reason why they need to know these numbers when they charge for advertising, you know, you got to know how many people are really listening to him at that moment in time. There's a lot of technology, a lot of technique. Okay, well, what's the insight? The insight is, so let's say you have CBS, NBC, ABC, someone's listening, so they're talking to millions of people. Who are they talking to? So here's the insight. I didn't believe him at first, but now I fully believe him. Here's the insight is that when they talk, let's say CBS, you have an anchor on CBS, and he's talking, and he has 6 million viewers for half an hour. He's not talking to 6 million people. He couldn't give a hoot about 6 million, 8 million, couldn't care less, 8 million people. They all can go rotten, who knows where. You know who he's talking to? He's talking to about 30 people. Who are the 30 people?
His peer group.
His peer group. You're going to report the top story in the news you're going to report is the shooting in Florida. You know, I'm going to report my first story is going to be what's going on in the White House. And their take on everything, on their emphasis, their focus, they're talking to their peers. They're talking to 30, 40, even less maybe. Maybe talking to three people. Maybe the only people that really count are three, four people. It's an incredible chiddush. So I didn't believe it, but the older I got, the more I saw he's 100% right. They couldn't care less about the 8, 9 million people. What are they worth? They care about their the cover, the whole mulchama of the cover is to the peers. There are kol umen soinei b'nei nosai. Unbelievable chiddush. Now that chiddush, we discussed this before, but over here I'm trying to bring out exactly over here between Rashi, and the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says the Navi Sheker is spreading a trap. For whom is he spreading a trap for? For Ephraim. Ephraim means the Aseres HaShvatim. Millions of people. Millions of people are being trapped in the nonsense of the Navi Sheker. The Navi Sheker is sitting there in Beis HaLandon, and is giving over nonsense,
fake news,
and telling people to worship idols, and telling people that it's not going to be a churban, everything's going to be fine and good, and just the money should come in. You know, give me the money. Just make sure you pay your dues. Make sure you pay your dues. That's what it says in the Mitzudos. Rashi says no. That's not who the Navi Sheker is talking to. The Navi Sheker couldn't care less about the millions of Jews in Ephraim. You know who he's fighting with? The Navi Emes, his peers, his counterpart. There's competition. There's a Navi Emes and there's a Navi Sheker. Both of them are registered by the state. Both of them have a license to practice prophecy. So who is he competing with? The Navi Emes. Look what Rashi says. Rashi Navi Pach. Yakush al kol derochav ule neviyeho emes heim toimnin pachim lelokdam. The Navi Sheker is planting traps to trap the Navi Emes. So isn't that interesting? Machleik yisirashi and the Mitzudos, you see in the Moshul, in this dogma, lahavdil elif alfei avdolos madam in kodesh lechol, in this yisoid, from this this entertainer, sometimes he has something good to say also. Okay. He's a little bit vulgar sometimes, but very, very interesting. Okay, if not for him, I would never appreciate this machloikis between Rashi and the Mitzudas. And I think there's definitely emes. There's definitely a kernel of truth in this. Okay, very interesting. Mas tema bebeis eloikov. They should feature me on the show. No, they should have a clip on the show where I just said, right? No.
I pick up good stuff from him.
It's good stuff. Now, what does that mean? Mabes Hamidash Hargu es Zacharia. Now, Rash, something that says Rash, what is Rash? Is a new parish. He's totally deviating from the Mitzudos stuff. And when Sylvie here, he says, Master, there's enmity in the Beis Elohov. What does this mean? So, first of all, Rashi here says Elohov does not mean Avodah Zarah. Not like the Mitzudos stuff that says that over here that this Navi Sheker, his hasmada, the fact that he sits there the entire day looking to make trouble, is an indication that he has issues. He has problems. He has a hatred. He's a person full of hate. And he's trying, and he, that's what it means. People accuse other people of this. I saw this once. There was a controversy online, and there were two sides to the controversy. And the people that took one side that were critical, they were accused by the people who were positive or who are on the other side that you're full of hate. Why are you looking for negativity? What are you trying to dig up chesroinos? If you're looking to dig up chesroinos, this is an indication that you're full of hate. You have a problem in your neshama. Okay, I don't know if that's true or not. It all depends which side of the fence you're on. But here the Pasuk says that definitely the fact that the Navi Sheker is obviously a Sheker, and he's sitting there and he continues to do this. Obviously he has psychological problems. His mole mastema. This was the perush of the Mitzudos David. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says the word mastema means, first of all, when it says Beis Eloi Kof, it does not mean the place of Avodah Zarah and Beis Elandon. It's referring to the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem, so it's holy. And then when it says that they're full of hate, it means the people, Ephraim, the nation is full of hate. Not Ephraim, Yehuda, that's part of the problem over here. We're shifting boats from one nation to the next nation. We're shifting years also. The people who live in Yerushalayim, they're full of hatred. In this, that they executed, they murdered the Navi. Zechariah ben Yehoyada, the famous Zechariah ben Yehoyada, who has been discussed only a billion times in all, going through all these psukim and the whole kinus, almost every kinah makes alludes to the murder of Zechariah ben Yehoyada, and that's what Rashi says. Beis Hargu as Zechariah, Vayivakshu Lahargis, and they also wanted to kill Yirmiya as well. Vayivakshu Lahargis Yirmiya, king in Shinemar. Mishpat Moves L'ish Hazeh, as says in the past. Now, what is the difficulty with Rashi? There's a very big problem with Rashi, as the commentators point out.
How do we get all this in from
Exactly, exactly. How in the world did you jump from Ephraim to Yehuda? First of all, you're shifting from the Malchus of Yisrael to the Malchus of Yehuda. And number two, you're going in a time machine from 200 years, fast forward 200 years. So one in the world, no, I take that back, that's not true. It was at the same time. It's not true, it's the same time. His blood was bubbling for 150 years, so it's approximately the same time, I'm sorry. But you are shifting from the Malchus of Yisrael to the Malchus of Yehuda, and that is an obvious difficulty. Obviously, Rashi was not bothered. Rashi felt that that's pshat in the pasuk. Maybe he's going off on a medrash. It's not Pshat in the Pasuk. He's not telling you the Pshat in the Pasuk. You have to assume the Pshat in the Pasuk is simplistic. It's like the Mitzvot David, and he's coming over here to open up a Medrash. That's also a possibility. How far does, just a general question, when Rashi's Perush in Tanakh, how far does a Medrash go in saying Pshutoi Shel Mikra? When Rashi says Loi Basi Ela Lefaresh, I'm only coming to give you pshat, and Rashi quotes, and Rashi says a medrash. What does that mean exactly? The medrash is the pshat. Okay, this is an encyclopedia has been written about this. All this, but over here you have a very good example. Is where to say that this pshat in the pasuk, you're really running yourself into trouble, because the pasuk explicitly starts off here with the word Seifeh Ephraim im Eloi Koi Navi. Pach Yokoish al Kol Derochov. The Navi Sheker is planting traps on all the prophets Nidhi MS. And then we jump to a whole new issue. What happened in the Beis HaMikdash, where the people murdered, they had hatred for a holy man, for Zechariah, and they showed their hatred in the most gruesome way by murdering Zechariah ben Yehoyada.
False prophets competing with the Nevi Emes.
Well, it doesn't say that. Maybe the Nevi Emes in Ephraim as well. That's clear. Everyone says that.
Rashi is saying that.
Yilchari, yeah, I think so.
It's not linked together with this.
You want to say that the false prophets, their counterparts were in Yehuda? Is that what you want to say?
That's who they were competing against. I find
not necessarily. Maybe both. They were definitely Nevi Emes in Yehuda, but you have to assume there were also Nevi Emes in Ephraim, and the Nevi Sheker won the day. The Nevi Sheker were the majority. They had more influence. We learned that many times, that the Nevi Emes in Ephraim were silenced. We came across that a couple of times. Psukim even mentioned that. Okay, but you're right. There was obviously competition between Yehuda and Ephraim and Nevi. There were more Nevi Emes in Ephraim than there were Nevi Sheker. Okay, that's Rash. Let's leave it with that. Now let's take a look over here
when was Yeshaya?
Yeshaya was the same time as Hosea. The same on the back on page 915. On the back, in the back of this sefer, on page 915, there's a fantastic chart which shows you the timeline of the Melachim together with the Trei Asa. Page 915. Fantastic, fantastic chart. I told you, I never saw such a good chart. This is the best I've ever seen on my days on this earth. Page 915, you see here the Malchei Yehuda, the Malchei Yisrael. Now that I've seen many charts. I've seen many charts like this. But I've never seen a chart where they match up the Malchei Yehuda, the Malchei Yisrael in the timeline together with the Nevi'im. Now in this chart, they only match up, unfortunately, the Nevi'im, the Trei Asa, they don't match up Yeshaya. But Yeshaya pretty much was the same time as Hoshea. Okay, Yeshaya was pretty much at that same time. Okay, he passed that line. Yeshaya, we know Yeshaya spoke to Ochos Chazon Yeshaya ben Amos Asher Choza al Yehuda Ochos Yois.
Chazon Yeshaya ben Amos.
Also Uzio.
So you see there, where it says there Uzio, right? So look at Hoshea.
It's about the same.
It's come out the same. The same.
He wasn't there during the time of the Golden Sashmat.
He went further because by Koinein Yirm. No, that's Yirm. No. El Chayr at the same time. It's Kamat the same time period. Okay, we have to go make an exact match, but Hoshea and Yeshaya overlapped. We had that in the beginning of the Sefer. We once had a very important Malbim. I don't remember. We once had a very important Malbim that discussed the relationship between Hoshea and Yeshaya. And all I remember at this moment in time is that they overlapped. They overlapped. They were two prophets at the same time. Okay, going back to, but the difference was, where did Yeshaya live? Yeshaya lived in Yehuda. And Hoshea was in the Aseret HaShvatim. So even though they overlapped, they had different roles. Each one focused on a mindset of different people. You know, the people lived in the people lived in Yehuda. They were different type of people. And the people lived in the Aseret HaShvatim were different men. Different strokes for different folks. Right? You find different types of Rabbanim. And you have a Hasidish Rebbe. How successful a Hasidish Rebbe be amongst Litvaks? So you know, it's very interesting. You do find Hasidish Rebbes serving as Rabbanim for Litvaks. But you cannot never find Litvaks serving as Rabbanim for Hasidim.
There was one.
Yeah, who?
Malatanya.
Was a Litvak.
Malatanya was called the Litvak.
The Balatanya, okay, this is before our time. Okay, but let's talk in modern times. In this neighborhood, just off the bat, I think of Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Shur is a Ger Chassid. I can say he's more Ger than Ger. Okay, he's more Ger than the Ger Rebbe.
But he's not a Litvak.
He's not. What?
He never was.
No. Rabbi Shur is Mamish or Ger Chassid. Yes. And who are his Balabatim? The Litvaks. There are no Hasidim in Flapush. Sorry to tell you, there are no Hasidim here.
Got it all wrong.
Yeah.
All of those Litvakas that you see are all Hasidish backgrounds.
Backgrounds. But now they're not practicing Hasidim.
They are.
They are. Rubadruba, they're not, a lot of his attraction, a lot of people who are attracted to him are not Hasidim. Rabbi Schmidman, over here, Mamish around the corner, he's a Spinker Rebbe. He's Mamish, the Spink is the real deal. The real deal. He learned in Long Beach, so he's a real lit. So he has a fluent English, and he knows the people, he knows what's going on, like the Litvaks, just like that. But there's no Strimloch in the shul. The whole shul, the whole neighborhood where he's a rav, it's very popular. Everyone loves him. They were Litvaks.
Halberstam,
right? Halberstam on the 21st Street.
Yeah.
But do you ever find a Litvak serving as a rav for Hasidim?
As a rav, can I just tell a story?
Yeah.
There was a rav, actually, Yerseber's father.
Yeah, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik.
Rav
Moshe Soloveitchik.
The last stella in Europe was in Ukraine.
Okay.
It was a city full of Lubavitcher Chassidim.
Okay.
But that city always had a litvus arose.
Okay.
Because we saw that.
Okay.
The Balatani had run away.
Yeah.
And Napoleon's at that time, Napoleon had basically taken over the whole area. Napoleon was looking for the Balatania. He wanted to execute him because the Balatania supported the Tsar and not Napoleon. And they were looking, they had a price on his head. Finally, he came to this town where there was a litvish around, and everyone was afraid to
harm him. He hit him.
The rub
hit him.
And
right, I know the story.
Napoleon's army came and says,
I would kill him.
He says, you let me find him. I'll take him apart. He was so convincing that they didn't look in his house. And after that, the Balatani said, you know, sometimes it's worth having a litvish arot for chassidim too. So that city always had a litvish arot.
Okay. But in our day and age, we don't find that. Why? Obviously, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because different strokes for different folks. Therefore, you see the same over there. You have Yeshaya and you have Hosea. Hosea had his chevra, the people living in Yerushalayim. Hosea had his chevra, the people in the Aseres HaShvatim. They don't mix. Okay? You need the right Rav. Hashem said to Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, who was Mispal to Hashem, you find a person to lead Ish Asher Ruach Boy. A person who knows, and Rashi there says, you know how to deal with each person, lefi ruchoi. Each person has a different spirit, a different attitude, a different hashkafa. And you need a leader who's able to connect to a person's, to a person. And if you don't have the same background, it's just not going to work. So we have over here, at the same time in history, two prophets, but each one is working a different audience. Let's continue over here. Now let's take a look over here at the Radak. Let's go down into the second Dibur HaMaschil Mastema Bebeis Elokov, page 135. There is hatred in the Beis Elokov. And what does this mean? V'huloi Mastema Bebeis Elokov. What does this mean? Rashi right away says, Nucha Lefarish. We can explain. If Radak has to introduce his commentary with the word Nucha Lefarish, you know that we are in trouble. You know that he's struggling here to find a good translation for these words, a good perish, a bayer for these words. So what does he say? So he takes the approach of the, he starts off with the approach of the Mitzudos David, that Elokov is Choil. It refers to the temples, the temple of Beisel and Don, where they erected the Agolim. Beis Elokov, Beis Agolim Shehem Elohav, Unvi HaSheker Shom Misnabei. And in this location, the Navi Sheker is giving over prophecy. So he says, a whole new parish, not like we learned until now, that the Navi Sheker, not that like the Mitsudo said, that the Navi Sheker is a problematic person. He has mental issues. He is a person of hate. To review, the Mitsudo David said that the Navi Sheker is full of hate. Why would he do this? Why would he deliberately mislead the Jewish people? Obviously, the Navi Sheker has problems. He has problems. He's full of hate. It appears to an observer, the Navi Sheker is mole, full of sitna. Radak disagrees. Radak says that the Navi Sheker, he has an agenda. That's not the issue. But by succeeding in his agenda, in his plan, he brings hatred from Hashem. Hashem hates us because we have betrayed Hashem. Between him, who's him? Him over here means maybe the Navi means him, and I guess his followers. Uvein hokel yisparach. The result is Hashem is the one who is having hatred because of our sins. Period. Now he gives a noob shot. Now he leans towards Rashi. That Beis Elokov refers to the Beis HaMikdash.
Maybe the him is Ephraim.
Okay, him, fine. Him is him. Him is him. It's like the Mitzudos says, and that means the nation. And Venucha Lefarish, Gam came the Beis Elokov, the Beis Hokel, Shehu Beis HaMikdash, exactly like Rashi. It means it's holy. Elokov means it's holy. The Yonasim Tir game. And then like Rashi, And then it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry is angry. Hashem is angry at what's taking place in the Beis HaMikdash. I guess it means over here is that the pasuk according to this parish is that it's also describing sins that are taking place in Yerushalayim. We first discussed the sins that are taking place in Ephraim, and the pasuk winds down by telling us about the sins that are taking place in Yerushalayim. The Yoinus on Tirgim, Maskan, Takla, Bebeis, Makdisha, De Elo, Hahon. He learns like Rashi that Maska means very great. Maska means like Sigi. Sigi means exalted. There is an abundance, Takla, of Sid that is taking place in the Beis HaMikdash of their God of Hashem. There's a lot of Averis that are taking place in the Beis HaMikdash. It seems to say over here that it's a holy word. Uva Midrash, Masdimah Bebeis Elokav. So he quotes the Midrash that Rashi quoted. Zechariah Shehargu Bebeis HaMikdash. Zechariah was murdered. That's what we're referring to. V'nei Apostik Medaber, he quotes, he right away acknowledges the difficulty in this parish. V'nei Apostik Medaber Al Ephraim. Zechariah Hargu Bnei Yehuda. But yet, when it comes to the end of the Apostik, we're shifting gears and we're discussing what took place in Yehuda. Okay, so this is the parish of the Radak. Now let's see of the Malbim. Malbim is very clear, very, very clear. The Malbim writes beautiful. The Malbim Pasuk Ches, Soifer Ritzin Eloimar. Rabba Mastema Shalucha Al Soifer Shalephraim Imelokoi. Now what does that mean? So he's learning over here, according to the parish of the Malbim, he has a whole new parish. The Mastema, the Beis Elokov goes back to the beginning of the Pasuk. It's not a new statement. It's an explanation of the beginning of the past. Now, what does that mean? So he explains. Shaha yulcha mastema rabba la tsoife. You had enormous hatred for the tsoife. Now, the first thing that you notice the Malbim is doing different than the Radak and Rashi and the Mitzudos is he learns that tsoife is a tsoife emes. It means a real Navi emes. The Jewish people had Nevi'i emes. Telling them, stop worshipping idols. Cut out the nonsense. So he writes, Yishoyu l'cha mastimo rabo alat soife sheyo'ad l'cha who warned you por anuyos that is going to be retribution for your sins. V'gam al eloikai, and there's also hatred, chas v'shalom, to say this, for Hashem. The Jewish people, they hated Hashem. Sheshalochoy lihi novois, who sent the prophet to give over a message to stop the nonsense. Ki hoyisa soneas Hashem, v'yes neviyav. Okay, these are very harsh words, even to say such a thing. Normally, you know, you never say such a thing. You never say, when it comes to, we never say, you know, there's a parish of the Mekalel. And how do we refer to the Mekalel?
Birchas.
Birchas Hashem. See, I never knew that. When I was a child, I once was speaking, and I spoke about it. I was talking, we learned the parish of the Mekalel, and I spoke about it, and I said, you know, over and over, the person, you know me, I repeat myself a billion times, person, and I said the words. And someone later came over to me and says to me, you know, you did a terrible thing, you're not allowed to talk like that. The proper way, we use a euphemism, Mevorech es Hashem, one who blesses Hashem. You're not allowed to even say what it says in the Pasuk. You're not allowed to Chas Shalom even say that, because that's a terrible thing even just to say those words. So we are very delicate, and we say Mevorech es Hashem. The Malbim here, to bring out the point, look what he writes. He writes, Ki hoyisa soineas Hashem. You hated Hashem. V'yes nidiyof. He Ramesh says explicitly. Ad ki navish nibulcha b'shem Hashem hoyo yoyisa mechin pach yokosh al kol derochav. Ad kidei kach. That if a Navi MS would say something, the people, not the Navi Sheker like Rashi said, but the people would set traps to capture the Navi MS. Hayisa mazmin loy makshim lulachdo lohargoy kamosh ne'emar ki karu shucha lulachdeni upachim tamnu liragloy. Yirmiyah said about himself, they wouldn't set traps to catch me. V'gam mastemo bebeis elokav, v'gam bebeis elokim nimtzo hamastemo olav. And in the Beis HaMikdash, there was hatred. What are we referring to? Ki Zechariah Hargu, the Beis HaMikdash, Vagan Beis Hashem, Lo Hagin Alav, and even the Beis HaMikdash did not protect him. The Beis HaMikdash, even though he was in a holy place, and it was Shabbos, and he was in Avi, and all those seven things, they did not protect him. He was murdered by the people. So now let's review the positive. What?
So the Navi Sheker then incitement.
No, there is no Navi Shaker.
None.
There is no Navi. According to the parish of the Malbim, there is no Navi Shaker in this pasuk.
Where did the hatred come from?
The people. Okay, but that's not mentioned in the pasuk. So somebody have a lead there. There was someone that was instigating them, but that's not mentioned in the pasuk. So now, when you read the pasuk, what does it mean? It means Soife Ephraim im Eloikoi. Hashem says, I established in Ephraim a navi emes im Eloikoi, who was on the team of Hashem, with Hashem. The Navi MS was sent, he says, was sent by Hashem in Eloikoi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happened? This Tzoyfeh, who we're now calling the Navi, we're repeating this, Pach Yokosh Al Kol Derochav, the people went out of their way to set traps for this Navi MS, for this Tzoyfeh and this Navi, that it should be caught in their traps. Why? Because Mastemah. The base Eloka, because there was an intense hatred for the Nevi'e MS by the people, even in the Beis HaMikdash. Ad Kedekach, they killed Zechariah in the Beis HaMikdash, and certainly they tried and they succeeded in killing other Nevi'im outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so this is a whole new parish. According to this parish, when it says Elokai, it's Kodesh. When it says Beis Elokav, it's Kodesh. When it says Tzoyfe, it's a Tzoyfe Emes. When it says Navi, it's Navi Emes. Okay, so this is, and the end of the pasuk is an explanation of why they set traps. Why did they set traps? Because they had hatred for the Nevi'e Emes. So we have over here many Perushim, Metzudos, Rashi, Radak, Malbim, everyone is trying to decipher the difficult words of this pasuk. If you wanted to get an appreciation of the difficulty of the pasuk, look at the Mincha Shai. The Mincha Shai says, a lot of the Perushim, the nuances of what triggered the Mefarshim to comment in one way or another, was triggered by Girsois. It's not exactly clear what is the correct Girsa, and it's not clear if when it says in the Pasuk, Eloikoi, is it Kodesh, or is it Chol? Is Eloikoi a reference to an idol, or is Eloikoi a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam? When it says Eloikav, Beveis Eloikav, does this mean the Beis HaMikdash? Or Bebeis Eloka referred to the base of Avodah Zarah. So look at the Mitzvah, the Mincha Shai, on page 131 on the bottom. It's Sefer Ephraim im Elokai. Bechol Asvarim Kosov Elokai. Verav Yitzchak Barbanel Kosav, Nir Bidivri Rashi, Shahagi Kosov, Sifra im Elokav. He had a different gear, so Ve'enai Ken Ki im Elokai. And he writes there, I don't know who's writing this, but it's wrong. Verari Machlokes Ben Amefarshim. And then he goes on to say, Im Shem Zechol Oikodesh. Like we just learned, according to the Malbim, it's Kodesh. And according to everyone else on the page, it's Choyl. The Chayt, the end of the Pasuk, we have the same Machlaikis. The Chayt, the base of Lokav, Shem Sef, Zeh Pasuk, from Sech, the Seifim, Machlaikis, the Kodesh Shechol, depends on the commentators. But with Sech, the Seifim, Shem Yedenu, Rabbi Nostomer, the base of Lokav, Hareze Kodesh, Ad Kan. He learns at the end of the pasuk it's kodesh. Well, if he dati yesh sham chisaroin, there are missing words in that parish. Fine. The amokam yimale ches roineinu. According to his interpretation, according to his understanding, that we're missing words in Masechta Seifrim. We do not have an authentic manuscript of Masechta Seifrim. So therefore, what it says there cannot really be authoritative to tell us exactly what the pasuk of it means, because we're missing something. That's what it says. Whatever that means, I don't know. Next, he goes on to say the next issue we should discuss in the beginning is a Yokosh or Yokush. As you mentioned, that in Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, it's Yokush. It's a Shudok. And here, in our edition, it's Yokosh. Are they the same word or different words? No one seems to really argue about this. Let's see. But then, Pach Yokosh B'Sefer Echad Kesivas Yad B'Shurok B'Shurok K'vomi Pach Yokush D'Tilim. Like it says there, a pach that has been spread, a trap that's been spread to catch birds. It's a verb. Ochetzipor miyad yokush. We have another pasuk that says it's tzipor, from the hand of the yokush, also from the one who traps, from the hand of the trapper. That's a noun. But there in the context, it's a noun, but the vowels don't make a difference. Leimaylev leimayrit. If it's yokush, yokosh, it can go both ways. It can either be a noun or a verb, depending on how it's used. Aval b'shar svarim zel.
Occupation names.
Right.
Chamor and chamor. You know,
right, a donkey driver. Right, right. In the Chanami. Al b'shar svarim zel levadoi. Besides this one single lone manuscript, all of the other kisviyat have b'choylam b'chichas v'kimchi b'shar sheyikash. And the kimchi is the kim. Who's the kimchi? That's the Radak. Radak is Rav David Kimchi. Reish dalet kuf Rabbeinu David Kimchi. He says it is yokosh. And L'chayra, there's no difference. I mean, obviously, you'll find the nuance. Keves, Kesev, Simla, Salma. If there are nuances of expression when you interchange letters, even though it really means exactly the same thing, so certainly there's no big deal if you can have one word and have the same, just the same exact letters, and have a question of what are the vowels. Yokush, Yokosh, it's the same thing. Obviously, when you'll search enough, you'll find a very fine nuance. And it alludes to a different nuance, just like we find Mefarshim tell us the differences between Keves and Kesev, and Simla and Salma. Okay, so basically it's the same thing for our purposes. Let's now go to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Tes, Hamiku, Himiku. Here the Pasuk describes the intensity of the sins. Hamiku, they've dug deep. Shichesu, they've been destructive. Okay, kimei ki. Now here's a very powerful word, kimei hagiva. And what does that mean? Giva is a code word for one of two things. We're going to see this pelegish begiva. So why are we comparing over here the sins of Ephraim at the time of the churban of Ephraim, the agolus of the aseres hashvatim, to pelegish begiva? And giva, okay, and giva can also mean. Giva can also mean, we're going to see very fascinating, is when the people rebelled against Shmuel and asked for a king. That took place also in the Pasuk there in the story in Givah Shol. So therefore, Giva can mean one of two things, the Giva Pilegesh Begiva or Givah Shol. If you say it's Givah Shol, it's a little bit more, makes more sense because that was a rebellion against Hashem. That's exactly what Shmuel told the people. That even though it says in the Torah that you have to have a melech, soim tasim l'cha melech, there's a mitzvah to have a melech, but the melech of Klal Yisrael is not like the melech of the Umay So'ilam. And when Klal Yisrael asked for a king, they did an avera by asking they want to have a king just like the Umay So'ilam. That was a rebellion against Hashem. A rebellion against Shmuel, against Hashem, that's an act of rebellion. So it was that you want a king for the wrong reasons. So here as well, that's exactly what the sin is here, they're rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to say it's Pelegesh Begiva is a whole different twist. What exactly was the sin, the nature of Pelegesh Begiva and Pelegesh Begiva? So, okay, I don't know, I haven't learned the sin in a very, very long time. We have to go to Shmuel, we have to go to Shaftim, to really analyze Pelegesh Begiva and try to understand, to relate what is the connection. Now the Navi says that the sin of what you're doing by establishing Avodah Zarah in Basil and Dan and rejecting Hashem is connected to Pelegesh Begiva. Okay, so that requires Hezer, which I don't know, but let's see what it says over here. Your sin is very great, like Begiva. And now the pasuk includes Yizkor Avoinam, Hashem will remember your sin. Yifkoid hatoisam, he will remember your sin. There are two different words here. There is zechira and pekida, and they both mean almost the same thing. It's very hard to differentiate between the two, because zechira means to remember, and pekida also means to remember. So how do you differentiate between the over here? What avoin typically means, and avoin is bemezid, and achatos means naver b'shoigeg. We're matching up the words. Why do we match up one with the other? I don't know. We learned also yesterday that according to the Gra, Avoin is a chet ben Adam l'chaveroi, and maybe a chatos, you'll say, is Adam l'makoim. Right? You generally bring a carbon chatos when you sin ben Adam l'makoim. You nichshol in chele. Okay, not necessarily Adam l'chaveroi. Also, Arayas. I don't know. But over here we have two words which simply mean the same thing. Let's see the Mitzvah Zod Pasuk Test and Mitzvah Zod David. The Pasuk says, Hamiku Shichesu, on page 135. Hamiku, what does this mean? Hamiku shechesu, hamiku la'asoy sorah. They've deepened the evil. Okay, v'shichesu, they have been corrupt. Darkam k'moy b'mei binyamin b'pilagesh. He learns the mitzudos, learns that the giver is a code word for the pilagesh b'giver. The giver, asherech ziku yidei avi avera, so he comes into a little of a taich. What's the pshat? The chait was, he said, it's good, he's coming to, he, I see, divrei Torah, aniyim b'mokim echad, v'ashirim b'mokim achal. It's a certain Gemara. If you want to know, and this you saw that is 100% true for divrei agada. It might not be true for divrei halacha, it's probably true for that as well. If you want to know the yisoid of Shabbos, one thing you can be guaranteed, you're not going to find the machshava, the divrei agada, on what is the essence of Shabbos in Masechta Shabbos. You're going to find it in a different Masechta. If you want to know what is the essence of Avodah Zarah, you're not going to find it in the Masechta Avodah Zarah. You're going to find it somewhere else. If you want to know what is the essence of Maestros, you're not going to find it in the Masechta Maestros. You're going to find it somewhere else. That's the nature of the beast. Divrei Torah aniyim b'makom echad v'ashirim b'makom achir. It was done by design. Chazal very cleverly, you learn the whole Masechta Shabbos. It's going to teach you the Lamed Tes Melachos. It's going to teach you every detail you need to know about Shabbos. But if you want to know what is the essence of Shabbos, what's the lifeblood of Shabbos, guess what? Don't expect to find it in Masechta Shabbos. You're not going to find it there. You learn all the details, all the intricacies of Mahilcha Shabbos, all the Yesodos, but the Mahus of what is Shabbos, got to go somewhere else to find that. Every Masechta that's like that, even Halacha, even very important concepts of Halacha, you're going to find it's very interesting. You know, you learn the Masechta, you learn Daf Yomi, you know, you come across, you know, you go through 2,711 Daf, and you can be learning a Gemara out of the middle of nowhere, and the Gemara is like a 2-3 Daf Gemara, and it's like mind-boggling stuff, which brings out concepts about, or Yisoidos, either in Halacha or Agada, and wow, this doesn't belong here. I never knew this. I learned the whole Masechta Shabbos. I learned Masechta Erevin. I would have expected, I would be willing to bet my bottom buck that this should be put in a different Masechta, in the Masechta Shabbos, where it normally belongs. And yet it's not there. So why did Ravina and Rav Ashi? Ravina and Rav Ashi were very wise people, okay? They don't make people like that. And why did they arrange the Talmud Bavli in such a fashion? It's a very good question. It's a mystery. It's by design. That's one thing that we know for sure. It was done with intelligent design. Okay, Divrei Torah, aniyim b'mokayim echad v'ashirim b'mokayim acher. Here is point in case. Another case study. Here you learn Sefer Shoftim. You're going to learn all about Pilegesh B'Giva. You learn the story. You can probably go through all the details inside out. You'll learn all the Mefarshim. But tell me, what is the chait? Define the chait. Define the chait for me. I'm not so sure you're going to find it there. When you come to Hosea, when you're dealing with a period of time, probably how many years? 300-400 years, maybe even more, since the Ma'is of Pelegesh B'Giva. Pelegesh B'Giva took place during the Shoftim, during the first 400 years. I don't know exactly when it happened. It's not so similar exactly when it happened, Pelegesh B'Giva. But it was during the Shoftim, and that was during 480 years until they built the Beis HaMikdash. So during the first 400, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was a period of 440 years. So somewhere during that period of time was the Ma'is of Pelegesh B'Giva, and now we're dealing with, they built the Ba'is Rishon, and now we're dealing into the Ba'is, about 250 years into the Ba'is Rishon, and the Aseres HaShvatim about to leave, and now the Navi Hosea says, you know what you're doing now reminds me of what your ancestors did about 300-400 years ago, approximately, 400 years ago. What? So now we have a Pesach to understand there's an equation between the two. And the Mitzudos, just out of the blue, tells what it is. What's the essence, the chait here, in what's happening at this point in time? B'machzik yidei oivrei avera. That's the mahus. They were yechidim. Who did Pilegesh B'Giva? Who? A man went and he raped a girl. He raped a girl. And then they passed it around. Another one did it. But the bottom line is, how many people were guilty? How many people were guilty? I don't know the numbers, but it wasn't more than 100. Right? I don't know the numbers. It wasn't a high number. It cannot possibly be. Well, they had a million people being born on this girl. Obviously not. Okay, Binyamin, one Shev Binyamin. And what happened? The people of Klal Yisrael, they found out what happened. They sent it out to all of the Shiftei Yisrael. They sent out a message and they went to war.
Where is this?
What?
Where's the static?
So let me reset it. Okay. When we reset it, it filters out the static. Better?
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever you have it, just tell me. Okay, so the question is, okay, the question is, okay, the question is, Pilegesh Begiva, what exactly is the nature of the chait? So he's saying over there, he's saying over here, just like the nature of the chait here was the machzik yidei over aveira. The machzik, the people of Binyamin, he's saying over there, that over here, the primary, he's giving a whole new insight, comparing the two together, that over here, the problem was they were Risham. They were Nevi'ei Sheker, Yeravim ben Nevat, he wanted to rebel, and the people supported him. They supported evil. So here we're saying that is the essence of Pilegesh Begiva. They were perpetrators, and the people of Binyamin, who were the majority, they supported the minority of who did the Avera. They machzik yidei over Avera, ad kidei kach, they were willing to go to war, willing to make a civil war and bring enormous churban to Klal Yisrael. Let's read the Mishnah, we'll stop. He writes over here, let's see over here, Hemiku Shechishu, Hemiku Lassos Harabi Shechesu, Darkam, Kimo B'nei Binyamin, Bipilegesh Begiva, Ashech Ziku Yidei Oivrei Aved. This is a very powerful expression. Ki Kimo Ke Nevi HaSheker, Machzikim the Nevi HaSheker, Machzikim Yidei Oivrei Aved B'Avtochas HaShalayim. Ulechein Yizoch Avoynem L'Shayel Hem Gemol. Unbelievable, so innocent. You never realize the depth of what's going on over here. He's fatayching the essence of the chait of the Aseres HaShvatim, is that the Nevi'ei Sheker, the chait of the Nevi'ei Sheker is to be machzik yidei over avera. And this, in essence, is telling us from this pasuk we learn was the chait of the Pilegesh Begiva. It wasn't the Yechidim who did the avera. There are always people who make trouble. There are always Rishon, there are always people who make trouble. The question is, when they get caught, how do people react? Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Then it's not so bad. What is the police? What do the rabbanim say? If you say it's okay, then you machzik yidei over avera, and that was done to the extreme, where the whole binyamin came and rallied to support the over avera, the people who did the avera. So therefore, that's the equation he's making between these two. All right, we have to stop here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll pick up with this again tomorrow.